From the Keystone CPAs News Studios, KKFT. Live and local, your new news with Greg Nift and Jerry Evans.
And it is 90 degrees, sunny skies at Reno Tahoe International Airport. I'm Greg Nift. It is your Friday. It is the last day of July, the 31st of 2026. Finally, your Friday final approach to your weekend. And this is the KKFT News at Noon. I'm Greg Neft in the Keystone CPA Studios in downtown Reno with your top local stories this hour. A downtown Reno motel, the scene as police investigate a death there. Coming up, which motel and what we know about who died. A high-speed chase, but not by car. Directly ahead, why police were chasing an electric bike through the streets of South Lake Tahoe. And the surprising age of the suspect. And big changes could be coming to Nevada's water supply on the way what the feds are proposing for us. And several other states that get their water from the Colorado River. But first, we begin with breaking news. And just coming in right now from the Washoe County District Attorney's Office, they say she was in the right to do it. The Washoe County DA just moments ago releasing a report clearing an NHP trooper in the shooting of a man named Nathaniel Bailey back in November 2021.
This determination is based on an extensive review of the investigation conducted by the Washoe County Sheriff's Office, which was submitted to this office. The release of this OIS report was delayed due to the competency proceedings involving Nathaniel Bailey and the subsequent criminal prosecution related to his criminal activity that day.
Kendall Holcomb of the Washoe DA's office. Bailey, you might remember this, was found hiding underneath a freeway overpass off 580 near the Bowers Mansion. When he started advancing on the responding NHP trooper, she told him to stop several times over and then fired her service revolver. Again, she was cleared and said she was justified in using that force. These stories and more on the KKFT News at Noon. I'm Greg Neft. Now with more, let's say good afternoon to Jerry.
And
hi, Jerry.
Hi, good hot afternoon to you. It's 99.1 throughout northern Nevada. Will be and always is. A resolution read on the Senate floor by the dim bulb of Nevada was adopted. Republicans folded. Bears and horses in the news today, and proof 15 years later how wrong ignorant urban critics, i.e. bunny huggers, were. And common sense adopted by the Carson City School Board just earlier this week. And as I said, it's a hot one today, 99.1. Your new news is happening right now on the last day of July 2026. It is July 31st. And the Keystone CPA's Noon News Daily Poll, we'll change it real quick. Yesterday, we asked consolidating the Reno and Sparks fire departments, will it improve if... I have a hard time speaking today. It's the English language that's been a challenge to me, but I will work on it. Reno Sparks Fire Department, improve efficiency by consolidating. Yes, I hope so. 100% of you voted that way. Let's get to a new noon poll, and that will be thinking about your whole household finances right now. Do you feel you're better off? It is a 24/7 status, I was told many years ago. What does that mean? That means you can serve alcohol 24/7 in the state of Nevada. It's why your insurance rates are so high. Thinking about your household finances right now, do you feel you are better off, worse off, or about the same compared to a year ago? That'll be up before the end of the show. And don't forget, you can always text us your comments at 775-884-9910. And with that, Greg, I will turn it back over to you for a better new news broadcast at 1210.
Well, I'm flattered. Thank you very much there, Jerry. It is 1210 right now. Again, 90 degrees at the airport. If you're heading for Wingfest, you can expect to see bomb dogs and drones deployed along the row. RPD coming out and saying that they are going to sweep Wingfest before the event starts, just to make sure there are no bombs. And those bomb-sniffing dogs will also be deployed periodically throughout the event. Officers will be strategically spread out. Word is that RPD not just responding to this because it's a big event here in Reno, but because of the tragedy that happened at the Bite of Seattle event over the weekend last week. Well, fire crews rushed to the scene of a blaze on Byers Lane in Sparks yesterday. yesterday. Sparks Fire says they had to send several engines onto the scene to battle that blaze. This was at or near the same area where a large fire burned last week inside an industrial area off Glendale Avenue. Police in Reno rushed to a motel downtown for a death investigation. This happened yesterday afternoon at the America's Best Travel Inn just before 2:30. That was off of North Wells and Highway 80. It's not clear how the person died or whether there was any foul play. Well, as Jerry mentioned, it's going to be a very hot weekend, and the triple digits are going to last through the next several days. Plenty to do outside, and REMSA says they want you to be heat aware.
Not taking breaks and not recognizing these symptoms early. So we need to be drinking plenty of water and drinking electrolyte-containing sports drinks, getting out of the sun and taking breaks often, and just recognizing these symptoms so that way they do not result in a medical emergency later on.
Jenny Walters with REMSA says just use common sense and listen to your body. Well, heat causes fire. The New Pass Fire is now Nevada's biggest fire so far in 2026. Just over 29,000 acres, 24% contained. It's burning in both Lander County and Churchill County, just north of Highway 50. The New Pass Fire, all on federally owned BLM land. The Quail Springs Fire, up to 13,000 acres, 12% containment. It's in Lincoln County, not far from Area 51. And the Mouse Meadow Fire in Nye County is up to 15,000 acres, also on BLM land. Well, fire crews say they are stretched with all these blazes happening in Nevada, and one official says illegal dumping is contributing to the problem.
When we're dealing with the products of illegal dumping, we're exposing ourselves to infinite more health hazards and risks that could cut our careers shorter and shorter, and that's a concern as well.
And again, it's going to be a very hot weekend. Please watch out and don't do anything that could cause a fire to conflagrate. Is that a word? I'm not sure. 12:12 here on the KKFT News at Noon. Now back to Jerry.
It was an 18-year-old woman who died in an off-highway vehicle crash in South Carson near the border with Douglas County earlier this week near Arroyo Vista. That was Wednesday evening. Four people in the vehicle were ejected in the crash. A 34-year-old man, a 15-year-old girl, a 17-year-old boy, and the 18-year-old woman who died at the scene. The woman who died was driving the OHV, and authorities are not identifying her at this time. The investigation into the incident is ongoing. U.S. lawmakers have finally found something that they all agree on. The Senate agreed unanimously day before yesterday, Wednesday, that convicted sex offender and Jeffrey Epstein sidekick Ghislaine Maxwell should never be given a presidential pardon or any form of clemency. Senator Jackie Rosen brought on the resolution to stop Maxwell from potentially gaining a pardon under Acting Attorney General Todd Blanche. Quote, "It's frankly horrifying that Trump would entertain the idea of clemency for even a second for a convicted sex trafficker," Rosen said in a speech on the Senate floor, with nothing to back up the fact that Trump has entertained the idea of clemency. President Trump nominated Blanche to retain his role as AG, and Rosen asked Republicans to pass the resolution before Blanche has a chance to offer a pardon, and the Republicans folded like a wet paper bag, a hypothetical, performative, made-up accusation. But again, the Republicans folded. The blind leading the blind, dumb leading the dumber. BLM has finished the 2026 Lahontan Herd Management Area Feral Horse Roundup. The BLM gathered and removed 703 excess feral horses. The purpose of the gather was to reduce overpopulation of what the ignorant call wild horses within and outside the area, where there was not enough water to support the number of animals in the region, and to prevent further degradation of the public lands associated with excess horses and restore a thriving, natural, ecological balance and multiple-use relationship on public lands. BLM states by balancing herd size with what the land can support, the BLM aims to protect habitat for other wildlife species. FM News Talk time on this Friday, July 31, is 12:15.
Let's get you moving. KKFT traffic on your noon news.
Couple of minor items to tell you about up at Incline Village on State Route 28 on the northbound at Amagosa Road. there is a road hazard in that area. It looks like a piece of furniture maybe fell off of a truck. In Reno, there's more debris on the road. Southbound 395 at Cold Springs Valley. That's in the very northern part of Reno. Otherwise, we are incident and accident free. Discover the friendliest automotive repair shop in Reno, Pro One Automotive. Ready to be treated like you are number one? Choose Pro One. They're at the corner Mill End Terminal in Reno. It's 89 degrees in Sparks, 88 in Carson City, 90 in Smith Valley, 77 degrees at South Lake Tahoe. Here's a look at your weekend weather.
Well, in this heat wave, expect some triple digits this weekend. Our predicted high for the Reno area, 99 degrees, plentiful sunshine, west-southwest winds 10 to 20 miles per hour with clear skies and 59 degrees, the overnight low. Sounds refreshing. It's clearance time again at a proper fit. Imagine getting two or even three pairs for the price of one. Ladies, that's the kind of savings you'll find on top brands during the sale now at a proper fit in the Reno Town Mall. 3 o'clock today, Lars Larson, 99.1 FM Talk.
KKFT. Live and local. Your new news with Greg Neft and Jerry Evans.
For a limited time while supplies last, you can get a free furnace with the purchase of an air conditioner from Capital Control Systems. Yes, a free furnace when you buy an air conditioner for the same price. If you have a furnace 20 years or older, now's the time to buy. Limited supply available. Can't afford it? No problem. Financing is available on approved credit. This promotion won't last long. Don't wait. Call today.
Keeping you warm in the winter, cool in the summer. Capital Control Systems.
Welcome to Ridezilla, Nevada's side-by-side headquarters. Visit our new showroom on South Carson Street to view the latest models all under one roof. The staff at Ridezilla are a power sports enthusiast with the knowledge and experience to match you with the right products, parts, and accessories. Our highly trained technicians provide quality repairs and installations so you can customize your ride and maximize performance. Ridezilla, Nevada's newest and largest power sports superstore. Online at RidezillaCarsonCity.com.
In life's most difficult moments, La Paloma Funeral Services is here for your family. As a locally owned and operated funeral home, we provide compassionate, personalized care, traditional funerals, and beautiful memorial services, dignified with transparent pricing, experienced staff, and deep respect for your loved one. We help you honor their memory your way. La Paloma Funeral Services, caring for Northern Nevada hearts. Call 827-3700 or visit lapalomafuneralservices.com.
Brothers Windows is celebrating 250 years of America by extending their best financing ever.
24 months of 0% interest, that's 2 years of no interest on approved credit, and up to $1,000 off on new windows and doors.
Family was everything to Poppy and Mama from Madrid, Spain, and in 1967 they brought their 9 children to California to pursue the American dream and give their children greater opportunities to succeed in life.
And in 1994, Brothers Windows began. Built on the values instilled by their parents, the business grew to include the whole family.
9 brothers and sisters always committed to their customers' satisfaction.
Highest standards in expert workmanship, quality products, integrity pricing, Brothers has installed over 1 million windows.
And for 32 years, they've always backed their lifetime warranty.
60% of their customers come from referrals. Brothers is the window company we trust and you should too. Get a free no-pressure estimate during this 24 months no-interest offer.
Go to brotherswindows.com. Learn more about the 24 months no-interest offer. Brotherswindows.com. That's brotherswindows.com.
Creaks, leaks, and clogs can really put a damper on the mood around your home. At Master Service Plumbing, service and repair have been our specialty for 39 years. Sure, we can do the big stuff like gas lines and tankless installs, but we understand it's the small stuff that creates headaches more often than not. That's why we're available 24/7. Call us at 851-1444. Master Service Plumbing, 851-1444.
Back to your new news on Nevada's FM News Talk, KKFT.
Will we break some records today? I'm John Potter for the new news. Yes, the weather is a news story today. The National Weather Service predicts Reno will hit the triple digits today. 100 is their number for Friday. Certainly triple digits in Yerington, 103 today, 104 on Saturday. The Weather Service has posted a heat advisory for Mineral and Southern Lyon County, including Yerington, Smith Valley, and Fallon. It just went into effect at noon. It ends at 8 o'clock Sunday morning. Will we break any records? It doesn't look like it. Reno's record for today is 103. Weather Service predicts 100. The record for tomorrow, 103. They expect 100. Sunday record, 104. The Weather Service predicts 99 for Reno. 10 is the longest triple-digit streak Reno has ever seen. And the way the extended forecast looks, it could happen again. I'm John Potter for the New News on 99.1 and 92.3 FM Talk.
It is 90 degrees right now at Reno Tahoe International Airport. I'm Greg Neft of the Keystone CPA Studios in downtown Reno. And if you're just checking in, the three big things that you need to know. You might have seen the police cars yesterday. A death investigation underway at the America's Best Travel Inn off of North Wells Avenue in downtown Reno. No word on whether foul play is suspected. Number two, a hot weekend ahead, as John just mentioned. And Remsa says, if you are going to be outside, please be careful. It's going to be nasty. And number three, gas is well above $5 a gallon in Washoe County, I'm sorry to say, but if you can make it out to Fernley, you can get gas for as little as $4.39. Woohoo. It is our top national story. President Trump says there is a deal with Hamas, kind of.
President Trump really underscoring the importance of this agreement with Hamas to disarm in Gaza, really saying it's basically a historic move and how difficult, unprecedented it's been to achieve. President Trump also saying that Israel is on board with the move.
If you go 4 months ago, 5 months ago, a deal like that would have been impossible. So it's a big step for the Middle East.
We've seen fighting back and forth again, strikes from each side. Kuwait saying it was attacked by drones from Iran, those drones producing no casualties inside of Kuwait. They were targeted at U.S. forces in Kuwait. Also, Iran's state-controlled media saying it struck and attacked two oil tankers inside the Strait of Hormuz.
And that's Fox's Steve Harrigan in Tel Aviv. FM News Talk time. It is 12:22. Now with more, let's head back to Jerry.
All righty. Let's do it. The Trump administration announced it is moving away from Yucca Mountain, selecting five other states to explore hosting the nation's nuclear waste. Homeowners around Lake Tahoe are spending thousands of dollars to keep black bears out of their houses. Bear break-ins are climbing to record levels this summer. Some residents installing electric mats, reinforced steel doors, and even electrified wiring. Some Endow officials, Nevada Department of Wildlife, have even turned to two specially trained dogs to drive the animals off. And it's all because of the massively high numbers of bears. Does anybody remember the statements from the anti-bear hunting activists when bear hunting in Nevada started back up again in 2011? Here are just four. In quotes, slaughter and trophy egotism. It will destroy the economy of the Tahoe Basin. A crime against nature. Stalking the hunt. The activists claiming that Endow was intentionally trapping the bears, releasing them into the hunting zones, and it has proven to be ludicrous claims from ignorant urban critics. In fact, South Lake Tahoe police received 174 bear-related calls through late July this past month alone, and that's up from just 97 over the same stretch last year, and that's according to the Wall Street Journal. In California, the state logged 660 bear incidents in 2023, with about a third of them home invasions. Officials expect this year to run even higher. Here's a good idea. Why don't we reintroduce grizzly bears into California? They are considering that. Greg reported that story earlier this week. We are overdue for a spring bear hunting season in Dow, especially during drought years. Fewer bears will be euthanized if they are hunted in the spring. What do you think? You can text your comments at 775-884-9910. FM News Talk time is 1225.
Now, a check on traffic on your new news, KKFT.
This just in on Pyramid Way at Los Altos Parkway in Sparks. We have an injury collision there. It is blocking lanes. It's dead center in the middle of the intersection, so be prepared for some delays. Also at Epping Incline Village, they're cleaning up a road hazard on State Route 28 at Amagosa Drive. It's on the northbound side. It is 89 degrees in Reno, 91 in Yerington, and in Dayton, 76 degrees at Emerald Bay. Here's a look at your weekend forecast.
Well, somebody might have told you it's going to be hot today. Well, that is true. Plentiful sunshine. We're in the heat dome. UV index very high. Our expected high temperature today, 99.1. West-southwest winds 10 to 20 miles per hour. Weather brought to you by RE/MAX Gold Agent Mary Jo Brummer. She should be a real estate agent. Mary Jo and the Brummer Group listens, cares, and delivers. 721-5905. 1 o'clock today, it is Guy Benson on 99.1 FM Talk.
From the Keystone CPAs News Studios, this is your noon news on 99.1 FM News Talk. News Talk.
1 month before the election of 1860, Abraham Lincoln received a letter from an 11-year-old girl named Grace.
Mr. Lincoln, you should let your whiskers grow. It would look a great deal better, for your face is so thin. All the ladies like whiskers, and they would tease their husbands to vote for you, and then you would be president.
Lincoln kindly replied with a personal letter addressed, "My dear little miss," and for the first time, grew the beard you and I would hardly recognize President Lincoln without. This has been A Penny for Your Thoughts, presented by Lincoln Heating and Air.
Is air conditioning your home a necessity? My family would miss it dearly. Does it improve the quality of your life? Of course it does. Let us show how economically you can enjoy home comfort all year long. Give us a call at 359-1985. That's 359-1985. Or visit our website at lincolnheating.com. I'm Robert Quirk, owner of Lincoln Heating and Air, and my pledge to you is to make every penny count.
Experience the difference with award-winning surgery at Hall & Rye Plastic Surgeons and Aesthetic Treatment Centers. Their expert team delivers stunning, natural results you'll love. Trusted, renowned, and ready to help you look and feel your best. Their board-certified plastic surgeons focus on the relationship they build with each patient. Book your consultation now at hallandrye.com. Your transformation begins at Hall & Rye.
Your noon news on Nevada's FM News Talk, KKFT Sports.
High school football is officially back on the field. The Reno Huskies open training camp under head coach C.J. Winch, aiming to build on last year's playoff run with a schedule featuring games against Spanish Springs and Bishop Minogue. Up at Lake Tahoe, sailing season is hitting its peak with intense local races, coaching, and strategy sessions taking over the North Shore this weekend. Shifting to the national landscape, a massive earthquake has shaken the global soccer world. All 55 European member nations of the UEFA voted unanimously to boycott future FIFA World Cups. The decision comes as a rebuke to the FIFA president's controversial proposal to sell off private stakes in the tournament. I'm Phil Galbraith, keeping you ahead of the game.
Northern Nevada's Midday Update, your new news. KKFT.
A high-speed chase through the streets of South Lake Tahoe, but not by car. Rather, the CHP says troopers chased an electric motorcycle driving recklessly yesterday. The biker, only 15 years old, tried to lose the police, but after a short time, he did stop. The rider was taken to his parents, and the bike was impounded. The CHP says, yeah, they know the kid. FM News Talk Election Center 2026. Republican Governor Lombardo and Democratic Attorney General Challenger Aaron Ford are blaming each other for the high cost of gas. Ford, who's, as you know, running against Lombardo, argues the governor was wrong to support President Trump's effort to spend more money on the Iranian war. Lombardo's campaign claiming Ford refused to get California Governor Newsom to keep oil refineries open. Meantime, Ford picking up an endorsement from a fellow Democrat.
Well, I'm excited and honored to be here to endorse Aaron Ford as he kicks off his governor's race. I've known him for a long time, and I think the word tireless is overused, but when it comes to Aaron, it certainly is appropriate. He's worked hard all his life. He doesn't just talk the talk. He walks the walk.
And that is Congresswoman Dina Titus, a Democrat, giving Ford the nod in the governor's race. FMNews.com covers Northern Nevada after Fox News covers the nation and the world. It's 1230.
Fox News at the top and bottom of every hour. This is Northern Nevada's FM News Talk Radio. 99.1 KKFT. It's 1230.
Fox News, I'm John Saucier. 2 days after the United States resumed airstrikes on Iranian-backed targets in response to an attempted surprise ballistic missile attack on American forces, President Trump had a cabinet meeting at Camp David. Here's what he had to say.
Iran is doing very poorly, just in case you read
incorrect stories. They're doing very, very poorly. They're having a hard time. They've been very dishonest. They've been very dishonorable to deal with.
Vice President J.D. Vance, he was also there. He highlighted early initiatives by the administration's newly formed task force to eliminate fraud.
We have identified $230 billion of fraud that's being perpetrated against the American people, and we have halted already $56 billion of that.
The vice president has been leading administration efforts to combat fraud affecting entitlement programs like Medicaid while actively monitoring alleged multi-billion dollar fraud schemes under investigation. America's listening to Fox News.
FM News Talk time. It is 12:31. Glad you're with us here on the KKFT News at Noon. If you're just joining us, it is our top local story and word coming in about 40 minutes ago from the Washoe County District Attorney's Office that she was in the right to do it. The Washoe DA just moments ago releasing a report clearing an NHP trooper in the shooting of Nathaniel Bailey back in November of 2021.
This determination is based on an extensive review of the investigation conducted by the Washoe County Sheriff's Office, which was submitted to this office. The release of this OIS report was delayed due to the competency proceedings involving Nathaniel Bailey and the subsequent criminal prosecution related to his criminal activity that day.
That's Kendall Holcomb in the Washoe DA's office. Bailey, you might remember, was found hiding underneath a freeway overpass off 580 near the Bowers Mansion. After a discussion, Bailey started to advance on the officer in a threatening manner. He was told to stop. He did not. And the officer fired her service weapon. Well, another news that we are following this hour, a major labor union seems split on the proposed California billionaires tax.
We are celebrating the fruit. Yes, avocado.
The executive board for SEIU California voted to remain neutral on the issue of possibly taxing the state's wealthiest residents 5% of their total worth. SEIU California is a parent organization of SEIU United Healthcare Workers West, which fought to get the measure on the November ballot. Other labor unions say they are pushing for the tax to backfill an estimated $100 billion in cuts under President Trump's so-called Big Beautiful Bill. I'm Jason Campadonia.
The statewide average gas price is up by half a cent in Nevada. AAA says the average cost for a gallon of self-serve regular is now $4.81. The most expensive price can be found in Mineral County, where gas is going for $5.59. The least expensive average price is now in White Pine County, where it's $4.27. Gas is $4.80 in Clark County, $5.29 in Washoe County. But if you make it out to Fernley, you can get gas for $4.39. Well, this could change our very water supply in Nevada.
California, Arizona, and Nevada have offered to cut their use by about 1.6 million acre feet a year for the next 2 years, roughly 500 billion gallons. But federal officials are considering cuts nearly twice that amount. It would mean higher costs for cities trying to secure water, tighter restrictions on outdoor watering, and major changes for farmers who use the majority of the river's supply.
And that is CBS's Jonathan Vigliotti. The proposed plan comes as the seven states that rely on the river have been unable to reach an agreement, including Nevada, on new management rules before current guidelines expire. FM News Talk time, it's 12:34.
KKFT. Live and local. Your new news with Greg Neft and Jerry Evans.
Since 1948, Wharton Hardware and Supply has earned the trust of contractors nationwide. Now, that experience and reliability is here in Northern Nevada. Still, Toro and Honda products, they'll make sure you get what you need. Check out their full line of contractor's equipment, concrete forming supplies, and showroom. Wharton's not only stocks a full line of Still, Toro, and Honda equipment, Wharton's is also an authorized repair center. Stop in at 40 Industrial Parkway in Mound House to see their full line of equipment for rent, for sale, and repair.
Looking for the stories that matter right here in Northern Nevada? Join Greg Neft and Jerry Evans for the Noon News. Each weekday, Greg and Jerry bring you the latest local news, community events, and political conversations happening across the region, along with the voices and perspectives behind the headlines. If it's happening in Northern Nevada, you'll hear about it on the Noon News, weekdays at noon on 92.3 in Lyon County and 99.1 FM Talk. The Noon News, Northern Nevada's midday conversation.
Are you a highly organized, motivated person interested in making unlimited income? Enjoy networking and helping local businesses get the word out? Does being part of an enthusiastic team of folks who would like to have fun at work sound attractive? Then the Evans Broadcast Company sales team would love to chat with you. Explore your options and future potential by reaching out to our sales team manager at 775-884-8000. Mention this sales ad and would like to talk. Call 884-8000 now.
FM Talk Weather. Weather brought to you by RE/MAX Gold agent Mary Jo Brummer and the Brummer Group. You can hire Mary Jo as your agent in Northern Nevada. She listens, cares, and delivers. Call 721-5905. You know the story. It's hot today. Getting up to, well, we like to say 99.1 for high today. West-southwest winds 10 to 20 miles per hour. It's Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins at 5 on 99.1 FM Talk.
KKFT. Now the stories shaping Northern Nevada. Your new news.
President Trump has scheduled a trip to Nevada for next week. I'm John Potter for the new news. Yes, Nevada, but it's Vegas again. This will be his second trip to the state this year. He arrives on Wednesday. His schedule and where he's going to be has not yet been publicized, but we do know that taxes will be the topic and how his tax policies have helped Nevadans. Last year, a Republican tax and spending bill allowed workers to deduct up to $25,000 in tips. Democrats criticized that for being temporary because it's set to expire in 2028. A White House spokeswoman said about the Wednesday visit, the president will remind Nevadans that every single Democrat opposed these common sense reforms and fought to massively raise taxes on working families. No word on if the governor or other prominent Republicans will join him Wednesday. He met with Governor Lombardo last time. That visit was in April, and that was also about taxes. I'm John Potter for the new news on 99.1 and 92.3 FM Talk.
Your new news business update on Nevada's FM News Talk, KKFT.
I'm Maria Bartiromo, and this is the Fox Business Report. The major averages are trying to hold on to gains in afternoon trading as Amazon's blockbuster earnings report attempts to reignite the AI trade. Shares of Amazon are surging 15%, with the company posting its fastest revenue growth in 4 years on cloud strength. But it's a different story for Apple. The tech giant shares are getting battered today and are down over 9% after its September quarter outlook failed to impress investors. The iPhone maker is also warning that supply constraints will hurt growth. And oil is gushing to a 1 week high on Middle East supply disruptions, with West Texas intermediate crude at around $85 a barrel. Reddit stock is plunging 22%. The social media platform reported better than expected financial results, but investors apparently wanted more as worries about disruption by AI increase. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Hillary Barsky, invested in you.
12:38 here on the news at noon. No moment with Mike today, as Mike is predisposed at the moment. However, President Trump took today's cabinet meeting on the road to Camp David, the retreat in Maryland.
These cabinet meetings, like the one that just wrapped up a short while ago, often serve as sort of a victory lap to highlight accomplishments that are happening. One of the biggest issues to come up during this one, this cabinet meeting that just wrapped up, the Iran war. President Trump touting how the U.S. military has obliterated, in his own words, the Iranian Air Force and Navy. He also accused Iran of lying and saying he's losing faith when it comes to peace talks with the country.
I'm losing faith in them because they do lie and they do misrepresent. We just want to win. We're doing very well. We're trying to be nice as you can be in, you know, a situation like that. But, you know, they're being decimated.
Also of note during the cabinet meeting, though, we saw President Trump bring up the standoff over the $1.7 billion anti-weaponization fund, holding up the nomination of Todd Blanche to be full-time attorney general. The president describing Blanche as a good man and saying he should be approved, and saying that the anti-weaponization fund is dead. He also accused Senator Cornyn, one of the lawmakers holding up the nomination, of being an angry man after President Trump did not endorse him. The president, though, also went on to criticize President Biden and Obama, accusing them of destroying families and saying the money would go towards those families. But during the same hour of that cabinet meeting, Senator Tom Tillis, the other Republican senator, publicly raising concerns about the anti-weaponization fund, posted to X saying The criminals who assaulted police officers and defiled our nation's capital are not great American patriots who are victims of government abuse. Anyone who attacked law enforcement should still be in prison, not getting a check from the federal government. And adding, quote, it's a shame his confirmation, Todd Blanche, has hit a snag only because an incompetent personal advisor to the president refuses to amend the bogus settlement.
And that is News Nation's Tom Hayes reporting. Well, a new temporary monument has been added to the National Mall in Washington, honoring America's service members throughout the country's history. And you can see it throughout the summer. FM News Doc Dime, it's 1241.
And when Mike is back on Monday, perhaps, ask him his predictions about the Texas stock market. And how does that change or affect anything with the New York Stock Exchange and whether or not it will be a success? I'd be curious about that. And right now, speaking of finances, thinking about your own household finances, do you feel you're better off, worse off, or about the same compared to a year ago? The Keystone CPA's Noon News Daily poll so far, about 75% say about the same. And worse off, 25%. Nobody so far has voted better off. You can vote at 991fmtalk.com or at 923fmtalk.com. And the Carson City School District Board of Trustees advanced new parental disclosure mandates earlier this week, among them requiring staff to disclose a student's social gender transition to their parents and granting broad opt-outs for curriculum going against families' moral beliefs or sensitive personal topics, among others. Board Counsel Ryan Russell said the changes proposed in Policy 106, newly renamed the Family Engagement Policy, are mandated by law. Hoover Dam reopens to the public today. It was closed on Monday. It was a shutdown as maintenance crews worked to fix an equipment issue on the cableway system near the parking garage. BLM says during a routine maintenance, the cableway carriage moved unexpectedly, leaving it suspended over the main access road. Again, Hoover Dam is open today. FM News Talk Time on this Friday, July 31, is 1243.
Your new news on Nevada's FM News Talk, KKFT Traffic.
Crews are still on the scene of an injury collision on Pyramid Way at Los Altos Parkway. The effect on traffic is primarily on Los Altos Parkway, so use an alternate route if you can. Otherwise, there are no collisions or problems working in Reno, Carson City, or around the lake. I want to say that Wild West Chevrolet is here for you. Have you heard come what they can see do for you? Well, how about tickets to the Lyon County Fair? No lines. Purchase them today while supplies last at Wild West Chevrolet, home of the $99 diesel oil change. It's 91 degrees in Sparks, 89 in Minden, 90 in Wellington, 77 degrees in Incline Village. Here's your weekend weather.
Well, in this heat wave, expect some triple digits this weekend. Our predicted high for the Reno area, 99 degrees, plentiful sunshine. West-southwest winds 10 to 20 miles per hour with clear skies and 59 degrees, the overnight low. Sounds refreshing. It's clearance time again at a proper fit. Imagine getting two or even three pairs for the price of one. Ladies, that's the kind of savings you'll find on top brands during the sale now at a proper fit in the Reno Town Mall. 3 o'clock today, Larson, 99.1 FM Talk.
From the Keystone CPAs News Studios, this is your noon news on 99.1 FM News Talk. News Talk.
We're here with Ricky and Dustin from Pro One Automotive. I understand Pro One's been around for 40 years this year. What's the secret to being one of the premier automotive shops in Northern Nevada?
We treat everybody like family. We just want to make sure the vehicle's safe and reliable, and we've been doing the same thing ever since day one.
Our focus is taking care of the customer. We pride ourselves in using good products and always standing behind our work.
What would you say sets Pro One Automotive apart from other shops?
We really care about every customer. We invest in all the modern equipment and tools. We want to make sure that we can work on anything from a 1995 all the way up to a 2025. So there's no need to go anywhere else. We can handle all your automotive needs.
Pro One Automotive, located at the corner of Mill and Terminal in Reno.
Expert service. It's so hard to find.
If you've got the skills, Chromalloy has the opportunity. A global leader in aerospace manufacturing, Chromalloy in Carson City is hiring quality inspectors, welders, metalworkers, and electronic technicians. Enjoy competitive pay, one of the area's best wage packages, a sign-on bonus, and benefits starting your very first day. Take your career to the next level. Watch for the next Chromalloy job fair or apply now at Chromalloy.com. Chromalloy, where your future takes flight.
Imagine stepping into your backyard and feeling like you're at a private resort. A built-in grill, a handcrafted pizza oven, comfortable seating around a beautiful fire feature. At Reno Outdoor Living, they have the premium brands and expert guidance to create an outdoor space that brings family and friends together. Call 302-0268. That's 302-0268. To start your backyard transformation today, Reno Outdoor Living. Elevate the way you live outdoors.
At AdoptiVet Dental, we're looking for dental assistants, surgical technologists, and dental lab technicians who want to make a real impact. Volunteer a few hours a month in our state-of-the-art dental clinic in Reno. Work with experts, a caring team, and give veterans back something priceless: their smile, their dignity, their confidence. The need is urgent, the reward is unforgettable. Our veterans stood for us, now we can stand for them. Visit AdoptiVetDental.org or call 470-8707 today and change a life.
Steve's Water Heater Installation. No need to hesitate, just call 351-6047 for all your water heater needs. All types of water heaters, propane, gas, electric, tankless, whatever. Call my competitors and find out how affordable I really am. You'll be happy to find out that Steve's Water Heater Installation at 351-6047 is the smart choice.
From the Keystone CPAs News Studios,
this is your noon news. Local, live, and happening now.
If you get a paycheck in California, listen up. California's minimum wage will be increasing to $17.40 an hour.
Governor Gavin Newsom says the annual inflation adjustment will kick in on January 1st, 2027. The increase is automatic under California law. This will be the highest statewide minimum wage in the nation. It will also be nearly 2.5 times the federal minimum wage of $7.25 per hour, which hasn't changed since 2009. The statewide minimum wage was $12 an hour when Newsom took office in 2019. I'm Daniel Martindale.
Meantime, today, if you like guacamole, it's your day. It's National Avocado Day.
We are celebrating the fruit. Yes, avocados are scientifically a fruit because they grow from a flower and have a seed. But we call that a pit. Also wrong. They used to be called alligator pears because they're bumpy. Brown ones are ripe. Leave the green ones on the counter. They're high in calories, but they're also high in fiber, so it kind of balances out. But Americans eat about 30 of them per year. That's each. So get busy on your quota. I'm Bree Tennis.
And a related story that Jerry was just talking about, bears in Lake Tahoe getting some national attention. Carilion bear dogs are taking on Lake Tahoe's black bear problem. I'm watching CNN right now, and it's actually what they're talking about. Specially trained dogs are being used to scare away the bears that, as you know, are becoming quite the issue. NDW has several Carilion bear dogs that were raised to scare bears and other wildlife like mountain lions. Officials say the program has helped reintroduce bears to the Tahoe Basin, which is debatable if that's a good idea. That's because bears are scared of humans, are they? And dogs are more likely to stay in the forest and away from homes and cars. Again, these are Carilion bear dogs, and I'm just watching CNN right now. They're actually showing video of the dogs attacking the bears for whatever it's worth there. Time right now on the KKFT News at Noon for today's To Your Health.
Women who have struggled with infertility are sharing stories online about becoming pregnant after taking GLP-1 medications. Health experts say GLP-1 drugs may improve fertility for some women by addressing conditions like obesity and insulin resistance, but results vary from person to person. Doctors are urging women to talk with their healthcare providers before using these medications, especially because some carry warnings about birth control interactions. The FDA is recalling millions of eye drops because they may not be sterile.
Nearly 12.5 million bottles of Roto cooling eye drops are included in the recall. The FDA says they were sold individually and in two packs and include a number of varieties, including all-in-one, Max Strength, and Optic Glow. This is what the FDA calls a Class 2 recall, which means the products involved may cause temporary, reversible effects and serious health consequences are unlikely. You can learn more about the recall and the products involved on the company's website. I'm Daria Albinger.
Health update, I'm Scott Pringle.
And I'm Greg Neft. It's 12:50 on the news at noon.
KKFT. From the field to the court, KKFT Sports.
Baseball fans, lock in your calendars because the Reno Aces have unveiled their next schedule. The upcoming season kicks off on the road with a highly anticipated home opener scheduled against the Tacoma Rainiers. Meanwhile, the Mountain West Conference announced that the Wolfpack will play host to the upcoming cross-country championships. In Carson City, the Summer Parks and Rec Adult Soccer Leagues are heating up with Tahoe FC and Atletico Carson dominating the midseason table. Carson City's Brewery and Arts Center is prepping for a weekend influx of sports fans and music lovers, while Lake Tahoe Golf Links reported packed tee sheets for the end of July rush. I'm Phil Galbraith, keeping you ahead of the game.
Character is like a tree, and reputation like its shadow. The shadow is what we think of it. The tree is the real thing. Abraham Lincoln.
A penny for your thoughts, presented by Lincoln Heating and Air. The shade of a tree is a joy in the summer, but for refreshing cool air in your home or office, call the company with an Honest Abe reputation at 359-1985. I'm Robert Quirk, owner of Lincoln Heating and Air, and my pledge to you is to make every penny count.
Join Lennar, Northern Nevada's largest home builder, in celebrating the highly anticipated model home grand openings of Sagebloom and Oral Hills at Traditions in Dayton this Saturday, August 1st from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Traditions consists of two amazing new communities that offer homes ranging from over 1,700 square feet to just over 2,500 square feet, including Lennar's next-gen home. Choose from six new single-level home designs, showcasing bright and open layouts for easy entertaining, upscale kitchens, spacious bedrooms for the kids, and large owner suites for you. Plus, at Lennar, you get to choose the color cabinet and countertops. That's right, you choose your cabinets and countertops at no extra cost. With six different floor plans to explore, there's something here for everyone. Don't miss the grand opening Saturday, August 1st from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Traditions is located in Dayton, along Highway 50 and Traditions Parkway near the historic Sutro Tunnel. For more information, visit Lennar.com. That's L-E-N-N-A-R.com.
Did you know you can tap into your home equity with a reverse mortgage and never have to make a monthly mortgage payment? If you have questions regarding a home equity line of credit versus a home equity conversion mortgage, I have the answers. Call me, Patricia Wood, with American Pacific Mortgage. I have over 17 years of experience in working with clients age 62 and over. I'm your local reverse mortgage specialist. Call me at 775-954-0366, NMLS 243-849.
At Florence Fence, we build more than fences. We build peace of mind for ranchers and homeowners across Northern Nevada and California. From custom horse fence to durable round pins, Florence Fence turns your vision into reality with expert craftsmanship and quality you can count on. Call 775-267-9918. That's 775-267-9918. Florence Fence. Built for strength, built for life.
Your garage door doesn't have to look plain. Create one that'll have your home looking fantastic with George & Sons Garage Doors. Build and personalize your garage door, and George & Sons will make it come to life. Right now, get $250 off any new two-car garage door and $150 off any new one-car garage door. Call today, 775-324-DOOR, and check out georgeandsonsdoors.com.
Why pay more? Call 324-DOOR, George & Sons Garage Doors.
Can you feel it? Summer's here. You know, road trips, vacations in the open road, or will it be breakdowns, car repairs, and tow trucks? Before she leaves you alongside the road, A-Master Mechanic recommends a complete bumper-to-bumper service. Fluids, filters, tires, and tune-up. Don't leave anything to chance in our Nevada heat. That includes your air conditioning. Make sure you can just turn that key and go.
A-Master Mechanic, making it good.
FM Top Weather.
Weather brought to you by RE/MAX Gold Agent Mary Jo Brummer and the Brummer Group. You can hire Mary Jo as your agent in Northern Nevada. She listens, cares, and delivers. Call 721-5905. You know the story. It's hot today. Getting up to, well, we like to say 99.1 for high today. West-southwest winds 10 to 20 miles per hour. It's Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins at 5 on 99.1 FM Talk.
KKFT. This is your new news. Local, live, and happening now.
12:55 right now on the News at Noon. I'm Greg Neff to the Keystone CPA Studios in downtown Reno. The new Spider-Man movie is having one of the best previews ever.
What is happening to me? Did you miss me, Spidey? I'm losing my mind. I am totally out of control.
Spider-Man Brand New Day made over $50 million in Thursday previews, beating the record set by the previous Spider-Man movie No Way Home. It's also the third best Thursday preview ever behind Avengers Endgame and Star Wars Force Awakens. Audiences are giving Brand New Day the best Rotten Tomatoes score of all the Spider-Man movies at 98%, and critics are giving it two thumbs up with a score of 90% certified fresh. I'm Tammy Trujillo.
Well, word is that influencer in California, the arrest of model and social media influencer Ada Lavi stems from an alleged theft during Coachella.
Lavi, also known as Mia Ventura, is accused of stealing more than $11,000 in property from a man during the 2025 Coachella Festival. The Riverside County District Attorney's Office is charging Lavi with felony grand theft after she allegedly stole a Rolex, Louis Vuitton sunglasses, and a wallet from the man's truck. The Indio Police Department says she robbed the man after getting upset that he didn't get her a wristband for Coachella. Lavi is also facing six felony charges in L.A. County after allegedly stealing from wealthy men she met on dating apps. I'm Daniel Martindale.
Remember Tanya Tucker, the country music legend? She is turning political in a bid to stop construction across her Texas ranch. The Grammy winner is speaking out in opposition to a plan to build a network of ultra-high-powered transmission lines across the state.
The landscape would be changed forever. You know, and I'm sad, but I'm mad.
Dozens of residents spoke during a 15-hour legislative hearing. FM News Talk Time, it's 12:57.
Delta Dawn, what's that flower you have on? I remember starting in radio in 1974, and she was 13 years old. And that was her big hit back then. Tanya Tucker, former wife of Glenn Campbell. There's an interesting couple as well. Just a couple of quick reminders as we wrap up this week, the last week of July. Virginia Street, surrounding downtown blocks, officially closed off. The biggest little city wing fest is going on. And also hot August nights kick off their multi-week run, causing traffic delays and lots of lookers at those classic cars. The University of Nevada, Reno announces that Dr. Thomas Horvath will take over the new Vice Provost and Dean of the UNR at Lake Tahoe campus starting November 1. And authorities identified a 32-year-old Amazon software engineer from Texas as the victim who drowned earlier in the week at Sand Harbor State Park. And also a reminder, Northern Nevada Public Health is ramping up immunization campaigns promoting the upcoming Family Health Festival walk-in clinic at Hug High School. We'll let you know the day of here on the Noon News. And here's what a woke government in France does when an Islamic terrorist attacks. A knife-wielding madman said he was being commanded by Allah when he cut down three women on the streets of Paris earlier this week, including a pregnant, expectant mother in a shocking caught-on-camera attack. The motive of the attack remains unknown, according to a French spokesman, adding police could not verify the identity of the attacker, whose declarations were incoherent while he was being arrested. A French National Anti-Terrorist Prosecutor's Office said it was weighing whether to open an investigation. Feel fortunate right now that you do not live in France and you live in Nevada, in the greatest country on earth. Have a great weekend, and we'll see you at Monday for the Noon News.
I will wait for you.
First with Fox. First on FM 99.1 KKFT, Gardnerville, Reno, Sparks, Carson City. A service of the Evans Broadcast Company.